Tune in to the leading internet radio station in the mother city, Radio Easter River. For more information, log on to our website, which is www.radioeasterriver.co.za.
Are you a business owner, farmer, employer, or manager? CISA helps you with all your labor law and legal compliance needs. Let us take care of your UIF, OHS, BEE, POPI compliance and labor law, so that you can focus on running your business with peace of mind. Visit us at cisa.co.za. That's SEESA.co.za. Since 1998. CISA, your business sorted.
The best variety of music on your favorite radio station.
Radio Easter River.
Remember that you're perfect, perfect. Wake up, girl, you're perfect. No makeup on, girl, you're perfect. Oh yeah, didn't think you're perfect. Remember that you're perfect, perfect.
Hair like an addict, I'm an OG, girl, you're looking at it. Just like a vibe, but so fatty. Give you the D, baby, girl, you can never. I never do gymnastics, never doing backflips. She's German and Hispanic. Baby, let me have you go. Remember that you're perfect, perfect. Wake up, girl, you're perfect. Don't make up on, girl, you're perfect. Oh yeah, didn't think you're perfect. Remember that you're perfect, perfect. Wake up, girl, you're perfect. Don't make up on, girl, you're perfect. Remember that you're perfect, perfect. Wake up, girl, you're perfect. Don't make up on, girl, you're perfect. Oh yeah, didn't think you're perfect. Remember that you're perfect. Would you lick so lick if from the flitz? Like got it to your ex, I could treat you bitch. If you support me, I could be your bliss. I reply with emoji back. I will never ever stress you out. Nah, nah, nah. I fiance and you Beyonce. Come over to my joint, we can make a movie. Wake up, girl, you perfect. No makeup on, girl, you perfect. You're getting freak, girl, you perfect. Remember that you're perfect, perfect. Wake up, girl, you perfect. No makeup on, girl, you perfect. Perfect. Remember that you're perfect, perfect. All my color girls, you're perfect. African girls, you're perfect. All my Indian girls, you're perfect. White girls, you're perfect. Everyone perfect. International girls, you're perfect. All my Asian girls, you're perfect. All my Spanish girls, you're perfect. Wake up, girl, you're perfect. No makeup on, girl, you're perfect. You're getting fit, girl, you're perfect. Remember that you're perfect, perfect. Wake up, girl, you're perfect. No makeup on, girl, you're perfect. Oh yeah, didn't think you're perfect. Remember that you're perfect, perfect.
over my life. Use me for your glory. Oh God. As I humble myself under your mighty hands, use me as you will. Lord, shape me to be more like you. I acknowledge you as my Father, my Savior, a wonderful Creator. I surrender everything to you.
Radio Easter River.co. radio.za.
Title your email.
Playlist me.
Yes, that'll be.
Our station, our talent, our people.
Once again, a very good afternoon to each and everyone that is tuning into the leading internet radio station in Cape Town. And we want to welcome you to the RE family, most definitely. And this is where the thing, soos hulle sê, die is waar die ding ruk, you know. So yet again, catch us live on Facebook on the Radio East River page. And also join our live on TikTok with the Radio East River TikTok profile. And also, stay connected to Radio East River and be part of our vibrant community, whether you're turning in to, sorry, whether you're tuning in for the latest music, news or local happenings. We make it easy to keep up with everything we have to offer. So you can listen live, you can catch us live on our website www.radioeastriver.co.za or tune in via our mobile app available on iOS, Android and Hawaii Gallery. And if you want to send a message or voice note to 064-536-9095, I will say it again, 064-536-9095. I see already the people is already tuning in on Facebook and on TikTok. We do appreciate you. Our WhatsApp line is open, so if you have, if you want to, in other words, want to interact, you may do so. If you want to send a question, you can do so as well. So like you see in studio, we have a beautiful lady here, and she's going to tell us more and why she is on Radio East River this afternoon. Because by our knowledge is that we want to know, yes, why. We want to understand you. We want to see what love you have to give for us today here on Radio East River. And obviously, each and every listener of Radio East River is going to be glued to their phones, to their PCs, to their, to wherever they are tuning in, because obviously this is going to be a remarkable show. So once again, I want to say good afternoon to Carmen Carter. Welcome to Radio East River.
Thank you, Joe. It's lovely being here.
Beautiful. So like we have mentioned, you know, there's importance in why you are here, but we're going to hold on to everybody that is very curious. Why is Carmen Carter at the Radio East River? Because obviously you got a huge following. People is following you. So obviously it's a very scoop in, you know, why. But before we get into the why and the yes and the no's and all those things, a small introduction of who Carmen Carter is, please.
So, yes, Carmen Carter, I am a virtual assistant. Mm. I have about 20-odd years experience as a executive assistant. I am a single mom to a 21-year-old daughter.
Yes.
In a relationship, yes, beautiful relationship. And then I stay out, about a stone throw away from East River radio station. And right now I work from home, which is quite nice, enjoying, you know, the freedom of not having to travel into work and being traffic every morning.
That is one of the best, eh?
Oh, my word, it's the loveliest thing ever.
How did it change your life?
I think it's added to me being more relaxed. And you can do so much more. Because previously I was in traffic in the morning for an hour and a half, in the afternoon, yes, hour and a half, into Pinelands from here to Pinelands, Old Mutual, back in the afternoon. That took 3 hours every day of my day, which is 15 hours per week of my life. Ooh. And now I can sleep in a little bit more. I can just do so much more, you know. I'm just much more relaxed, nice, and things can just happen much more. And I can work later. Mm. Whereas in the past, like, you know, it was like clockwork. You need to do this. You need to get
8:05, 9:05.
Yeah, but you need to get home. You need to cook. You need to make sure the lunches are packed for tomorrow morning. And life was much more of a rat race, if I can put it to you that way.
You could say it in that way, Carmen, but just one quick issue. It made your life more easier because supper's already done by 1 p.m., ladies and gentlemen.
My supper was done at 10 o'clock this morning.
Now, you see what I'm talking about. That is what this is. This is about Carmen Carter this afternoon, right here on the Radio East River. Working from home, don't need one. Not even sitting in traffic anymore.
No.
So she's all the way from and I love the fact that you just mentioned that this supper is done by 10 a.m. already.
I did it.
Hands done. Beautiful, beautiful. So Carmen Carter is the visionary founder and leader of Powerful Virtual PA Training and Network. an organization committed to sharing knowledge, motivation, and empowering personal virtual assistants worldwide to achieve the highest standards in South Africa. Woo! Secretarial profession. Woo! Through the platform, Carmen also creates opportunities to SMEs to connect with and gain business access to large corporations, fostering economic empowerment. Yeah. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is tuning into Radio Easter River, this is going to be so powerful. You know, it's going to be so contagious for us to keep our ears listen to what Carmen Cora has to say about, you know, being the founder and leader, the visionary founder and leader of powerful virtual PA training and network. How did it start?
So, Powerful PA started 10 years ago, on the 4th of July, exactly 10 years ago.
Sure.
Prior to that, I was always involved in the PA world. It was Adult Mutual in 2017. I was elected as the chairperson for the PA Association, Adult Mutual. So there's about 400 PAs, Adult Mutual, because that was head office. And when I got that spot, I was the PA to wherever Adult Mutual had a footprint. So Joburg, Durban, PE, Kenya, Malawi, wherever Adult Mutual had a footprint or has a footprint. And I was chairperson for about 10 years. And then soon afterwards, so now you get involved with all kinds of people start latching on the year about you, name that they know what you're doing. And eventually, you know, you belong to women in leadership, women in business. And eventually I realized, but hang on, if I'm a PA and I'm already in being invited to all these women in leadership, women in business, who's looking after the PA?
Question, eh?
So there was my gap, and there was the market shouting at me. There's nobody looking after the PAs within the Western Cape. And then I needed to find a way that would make it beneficial. So the PA, so what does the PA need? So the PA, in my day-to-day job, I need venues. I need hotels. I need to know who works at that hotel, who's that person, who's the contact there, who's the B&Bs, the guest houses, the team building companies. Who are they? Who are the team building companies? Who owns them? Who are the owners? Who are the motivational speakers? Who are the entertainers? I'm talking Salome, Jared Ricketts. I'm talking the comedians, like the Wayne McKays of the world. I need to connect with those people. Mm. Those are the people that I want to have on my database. So I realized that I need to start a database of all these people.
Yes.
Right? But I also need to start building a database of PAs.
Here we go.
So now I needed to broaden my world. Mm. I'm not just sticking to the old mutual PAs. I need to find PAs in all the other corporate companies. So the PAs then, now that's part of the Powerful PA network, they represent, yes, Old Mutual, but there's Sanlam, there's Santam, there's Metropolitan, there's Telkom, there's Eskom, Discovery, Pick and Pay, Woolworths,
you name it, yes.
And, you know, I never thought of it like that when I initially started it, but it's just opened up a world that I never thought. So the ladies that belong to the Powerful PA network, they've now formed friendships. They go on hiking trips. They pray for one another. They find jobs. If a job goes available at a particular company, they say, here's a job for you. Here's this. Here's that. Come apply. Send me your CV. I'll put in a good word. Those are the things that's happening within, you know, in the network. The other thing that I think is extremely powerful, besides PAs not even realizing how powerful they are, is that I have a WhatsApp group with all the PAs on the group. So now you may be looking for, let's say, a contact at Telkom. I phone my lady at Telkom and say, who is there that can assist with this problem? Because Jayo has a problem at East River. They cut the lines or whatever, or whatever. Can somebody please just quickly sort him out? And it happens like that.
Wow, the powerful, eh?
Yes.
It's all about powerful PA training and network. We're speaking about Ascom and Cara right here on Radio East River this afternoon on the special edition show. As she is mentioning and speaking, and it's all about facts, eh? This is not things that, you know, that is floating in the sky. This is facts. This is a lady of, you know, a visionary. You understand? And obviously when we are saying the vision, you know, being a visionary, being the visionary founder and the leader of the powerful PA and PA training and networking, you know, as you have been mentioning Wayne McKay's name, you know, magically he popped up in our Facebook, on the Facebook feed, and he's saying, and Wayne McKay is saying, always great to work with Carmen, keep on rocking, my friend.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wayne. Welcome to Cedric Byman. And we have Obelje, they're saying, powerful show, DJ Jayo, and your guest, Mosh24, saying, greetings. Is it Vanita Langenhoven? Solomon's saying, Macy. And then she's also
thank you,
saying,
my sister.
And she's also, and she's also saying, hoe laat begin julle? Our WhatsApp line is as well open on 064-536-9095. With Carmen Carter right here on Radio Server this afternoon. Like I mentioned, the special edition show with me, DJ Jayo SA. We're just speaking about, you know, how it all started, when it all started. But we need to take it more seriously just to keep our ears listen, because the conversations is definitely the reasons why Carmen is here this afternoon. There's still more for you to understand and to know about powerful PA training and network. We got a WhatsApp line. Let me just double check my WhatsApp as well. There came a message to her on a WhatsApp line as well. Let me just see. Hello, Radio East River. It's Paichi from Stellenbosch, also part of Carmen's powerful PA network. Just
hello,
want to
Charlene.
Say, well done, Carmen, for connecting a lot of powerful ladies, not only Cape Town, but Joburg and Durban as well.
Correct.
It's not just about Cape Town, the mother city.
Correct.
They move over to Johannesburg, Gauteng, and also Durban.
Yeah.
Well, this is where real things is taking place. You need to go check them out on the social media platforms. Keep it locked on, because we can still talk about more, because there is so many interesting things that we want to know of powerful virtual PA training and networking. All right. I see people popping up. We have Mitch Bosch Pool saying lekker girlfriend, and saying lekker girlfriend family.
Yes.
And this is what I'm talking about. You know, family's being mentioned here, because once they were strangers, but now they are ladies that is glued to one another. And this is where it comes in.
Michelle is married to my cousin.
Okay, so this
so
is family. So it's family as well that is involved. So big shout out goes out to each and everyone that is tuning in this afternoon. And then we can get more into, let me just double check here, let me get more into the mere fact of, you know, the powerful PA networking that Carmen Carter is right here on Radio Strava this afternoon. Carmen is a sought after sought after speaker, trainee and a facilitator, sharing the wealth of knowledge at conferences, seminars, summits and workshops across South Africa. So you've been over Namibia and those places.
Some of these have been happening online.
Okay, no, go ahead. Go ahead. That's a good thing, you know.
So
technology.
And sometimes some of these ladies are flown in to Cape Town.
Wow. So from different
all areas of, of South Africa.
Beautiful.
I have trained people as far as in Egypt, Swaziland.
Beautiful.
But sometimes those things I prefer online, because you know, you can't.
Yes, you can't. Obviously, you need to be at A, but you cannot go to B as well.
Yes.
So we take B to come to A.
Yes.
Correct, yeah.
Well, so now I am focusing quite a bit on training.
Mm.
I've got a boot camp for personal assistants that's coming up at the end of this month. I probably will advertise that a little later on the powerful page, on our Facebook page. But that I will do online as well. It's just easier like that. And sometimes I just find when you are training online, it happens quicker than in person, because there's many breaks that you can take.
Yes.
You know, like then it's a lunch break, then it's a coffee break, and another coffee break. So That's where the training comes in. I am planning on doing smaller things, like showing the PAs how to do Canva and showing them how to do Trello.
Yes.
And, you know, so that's also in the pipeline
process,
for coming. There's the boot camp that's happening soon. And then, I do little smaller events as well. When I say events, it's all like a breakfast, but then there's a speaker.
Nice.
And then online, so I started last week doing an event. I do an online webinar with all the PAs.
Nice.
So there's an app that I found, and the app is basically on your phone. It shows you the program, it profiles the speakers, and you can RSVP on the app and everything like that. And yeah, so those are the things. So tomorrow night I'm having another webinar. Next week I'm having, so there's always things happening within the Powerful PA network. The ladies, because of what made it so popular in the beginning is that I took them out on a breakfast almost every Saturday.
Wow.
And it was free of charge. Well,
Is it different places that you...
Yes, so, you know, because of the hotels and the B&Bs, the relationships that I have with all those places, then I say, bring the PAs. Because for myself, I've learned that if I don't know what yesterday of a station looks like, I can't promote your place. Mm. I can't say there's a mic, there's a TV, there's a fan, there's a this, there's a that, there's an aircon. I can't promote your place. I don't have a taste of your food. I don't know, do you cook well? Don't you cook well? You know, is it beautiful? Is it far from the airport? Can my boss travel there? Can he have a meeting? And that exercise, so they call it a site inspection, the hotels and the beams, call it a site inspection. That was sparked by one day my boss walked past my desk and he says, Carmen, next week, Wednesday, I need to have an off-site team building. It needs to be 4 hours. It can be in the morning or in the afternoon, but I need to have it in the winans and make sure there's a fireplace and wooden floors. And I thought, how am I going to do this? Who do I know? Who's going to help me with a fireplace and a wooden floor? I don't know anybody. And then after that, I thought, well, if that is my problem right now, I am sure that there are at least 10 other people, not even not in this building
exactly,
but outside there as well with the same issue. Where's the stationery company that gives me discounted rates and not the Walton's prices? those kind of things, you know. So that is all. Sometimes you want it, and Wayne McKay has been many a times is my go-to person. Wayne, I need a comedian. They're going through a stressful hour, so we need a comedy lunch hour.
Nice.
Can you come? And he would come.
That's a beautiful one.
And he would come and do. And the very first time, he had my whole team in stitches. My boss asked me, where did you find this man? So, you know, those kind of things I think is important when you need to do, and you need as a PA.
Yes.
When you need to move forward. So that's the network part. And then obviously the training part is where I do training. I provide training. Whether other companies wants to hire me in to facilitate their training, that's okay. And other than that, I have been doing training sessions since last year sometime.
Nice.
My own personal that I provide. Mm. And I am in the process of looking at providing an accredited training program to youngsters, because I think it's happening that, you know, our kids of today, I call it these new age careers. So the old age careers is accountant, a lawyer,
professor, doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't put them
those are the old age. But the new age is content creators, digital marketers.
Especially the digital marketers, yes.
You know, so I find that, and then there's people that is just going to be left behind. So why can't somebody just look, and so I want to look after those people who wants to do
something
admin. So I'm busy looking into finding an accredited training for admin assistance. I'm working on it. I have been dealing with another company that's based in Kells River, also female, because wow. I like doing business with a female. Yes.
This is all about the powerful, eh?
Yes. We just
females is the powerful, they say.
And so hopefully soon I'll be able to push that out as an accredited training.
You have so much up of your sleeve. Nobody needed or wanted to know that. But definitely it's something to take into, because yet you're a woman and you deal with a lot of ladies as well out yes. there. And you want to just make it this thing a really powerful.
Yeah.
That is why Carmen Carter is right here on Radio East River this afternoon. It is exactly 31 minutes after the hour of 2 p.m. We're still doing the most here. Welcome to each and everyone to Radio East River. It's all about our station, our talent, and our people. This is Carmen Carter right here in studio this afternoon. And it's all about powerful PA networking training. A network, and we're just speaking about how everything started, okay? And we like and love the interaction that's coming through from the ladies. We have a Vanessa Cookson that is saying hello, Carmen. She's coming
hello, in, my friend.
And then we have a Stacey Rochelle that is saying hi, DJ Jayo and Carmen. And we have Apostle Richard Yaz that is giving a like, appreciate you, each and everyone on the social media platforms of Facebook. Let's just go see on TikTok, Radio East River is live as well over there. So I want to say to you that is tuning in, don't forget to tap, like, follow and share this program, because this program is very, very interesting. Because obviously here in studio this afternoon we have Carmen Carter, and it's all about, you know, powerful PA training and network. I will say it again, powerful PA and training and networking, sorry. And obviously I love to mere fact to let the people acknowledge this part. Carmen Carter is a visionary founder and leader of powerful virtual PA training and network, PTY. Okay, so you have heard Carmen is connected, you know, all over, you understand. She loves the ideas, and she loves mere fact executing the ideas. She's a woman of power. She have a lot of ladies all tuning in all over, you know. It's just not Cape Town. It's Johannesburg, it's Durban. You understand? There's more to many to come. You understand? There's more to many to understand. There's more to many to you also, ladies out there. As Carmen Carter said, she feels much ease and better speaking or working with a lady that wants to or very interested in joining the team. You understand? So keep a locked on the Radio Server, because obviously there's more into it, because we still want to know more about, you know, about, you know, yes, Carmen was on other radio stations as well. And I mean, Office Magazines. You were in the magazines, or am I lying? And the newspapers and stuff like that?
I was.
The Mercury newspaper.
Yes.
Yes.
I wrote an article.
Oh, so yeah. You see, this is what I'm talking about. Surprises come to all of us in different packages. You understand? Your articles. Can we get into them?
Yeah. Well, it was basically one article that I wrote on, I think it's soft skills.
Okay.
Skills that you need, that is it's transferable from job to job. So if you have certain soft skills.
Okay, yes.
It's not, you can part with it, yes.
Oh, you can.
But you take it with you.
You're going to need to.
You take it with you wherever you go.
Yes.
It's things like never burn your bridges.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's a good one. And that's a main fact. One of the big main facts. Yeah, don't burn your bridges.
Never burn your bridges. Yes. That's one. Then there's, for me, that's very important. Then there's always to be friendly, be helpful, because, and I always tell this to my daughter, and I always say, you know what, help her today, but next week, next month, she's going to help you with whatever it is. So it ties into my motto in life, be the change that you want to see.
Yes, okay.
So if this is what I want, or the outcome that I want now, then it needs to start with me.
Yes, definitely.
And a lot of people don't get that. That you need to be that change that you want to see.
You need to.
Yeah.
It's very important. Love the mere fact coming through with that article, you know. It could have been, it could or could not have been a one-off thing because of the powerful. I mean, you're so powerful. You're so powerful. I don't know if, this is going to sound powerful, profound or powerful, you know. But this is a woman of power, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you wanted to say something, Carmen?
So it's not just the soft skills. Old Mutual, I was the finalist or the semi-finalist in the PA of the Year in 2011. So Old Mutual wrote an article about me, and then they placed me on the front page of the In-House magazine, which was quite a big wow. And that went out to like 30,000 people worldwide.
Nice.
So, and then when I was on the front page of the, you know, the job, is it the Job Finder that was in the August on a Monday? The August came up, is it the August?
Mondays. Okay, yeah. So I think so. I'm not sure.
They profile. They used to profile speakers and certain job roles, and they've never profiled the personal assistant. And so, because of that, they then profiled me on the front page of the. I think it's the Job Finder. I can't remember Job Finder or Career Times or something like that. One of those. I can't remember. But yeah. And they wrote the article. I just gave them certain things. They wrote
pointers and they completed
and
the article.
But
putting you on the front page is something, eh?
Yes, that is. It is quite a big wow.
Yes, it is a wow because look, we are sitting today. Still a big wow to many, you understand? Mark Isaac David, thank you so much for the like. Appreciate you. 0645369. Hi, babe. Hi, babe. Thank you so much for you. Apostle Evangelist Elmas Kruder as well. Thank you so much for you. 0645369095 is Radio Isra's WhatsApp number. We have another someone that came through, coming through on a WhatsApp saying, shout out Carmen Carter, PPA. Great and powerful woman. Looking forward to powerful year. Nela. Nelia.
Oh, Nelia.
Yes, thank you so much for you as well. Thanks, Nelia. Appreciate you. You see, that is what I'm talking about. You are a real inspiration to many.
So Nelia is with the team building company.
You see, there we
can
go.
You see?
Here we go. Yes, I know. I can see. I can see clearly. Thank you so much. You know, this is what I'm talking about. You see, people acknowledging you, you acknowledging everybody, your support, you know, your strive, your effort, you know, your effortless.
Nelia is from Aspire Team Building Company. So, yeah.
Wow.
Stellenbosch, the base out of Stellenbosch.
So shout out to Stellenbosch people that is stealing.
That's my hometown, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yes. So the hometown of Carmen Carter is tuning in and Stellenbosch and just giving a shout out to all our homies already. But our babe is also tuning in, man. So we gotta leave it.
He's got to.
So let's just check on the TikTok if there's anybody coming through with any questions. Not at this current moment, but yet again, we are still keeping a lockdown, making things really interesting. Things that we need to know to understand. You understand? So if you're tuning into Radio Easter for your first time, don't forget to tap, like, follow, and share. And Radio Easter is obviously the leading internet radio station in Cape Town. And we just want to thank you for interacting with us on our various platforms. And this afternoon it is a special edition show with me, DJ JOSA. And then we have for no other than Carmen Carter that is all the way and about. She's obviously the visionary founder and leader of Powerful Virtual PA Training and Network. We have a Petra Pillay that is saying, hello, beautiful Carmen.
And a gorgeous woman.
Ooh,
another business owner. She's got an accounting business.
Wow, yeah. Beautiful Petra Pillay. Thank you for joining Radio Strabo. Yeah. Appreciate
She'll have me as an MC in a few weeks' time at one of her events. So,
most definitely. My life personally has gotten so busy, you understand? I was just scrolling through my messages because I know for a mere fact there's somebody that misses me some time ago, and I just had to reply to Carmen Carter's message. You know, it was stuck in my. I'm like, oh my god, I do apologize, but I just need to reply.
You need
to
a virtual assistant.
I need to reply to Carmen's message, and you know, I'm glad that we took this opportunity.
Thank you.
Still more for the listeners and the viewers that is tuning in. There's still more to interact, but I want to take this opportunity while we're still in a discussion about, you know, I had to reply. Thank you for your quick response. You understand?
Sure.
Thank you, because I know for a mere fact, one, get too busy to get to that person. But yet again, one needs to open up the one's doors as well and check the messages, because it can be very, very important one as well.
And once an opportunity knocks, you never said put it back.
Well,
I make sure
if it goes past, I make sure I make a way to find it, like we are doing today.
Yeah.
Definitely on the radio yesterday. So there is one testimony. Is a testimony by a Professor Linda Tevries.
Yeah, she's my mentor.
So you have a mentor.
I have a few because I believe that, you know, you take the pulse from
exactly
everybody. As much as I'm for women, I have men who are also my mentors, and them I call my she heroes because they support women, definitely, they're she heroes.
Oh, so shout out goes out to the men that is, you know,
my she heroes,
she heroes. Thank you so much for the guys, the she heroes. We appreciate you as well from Radio Easter.
I've got a few of them.
She has definitely got a few. So the Professor Linda Tevries, that is obviously the mentor of Carmen Carter, saying Carmen understands the needs of the corporate sector and its executives, offering meticulous attention to detail and customer service. Because it's a touch base there quickly. Being in the field as you were in with Old Mutual, and obviously now you're with powerful PA training and networking, customer service obviously now differ. Or does it?
No.
It does not.
It does not. That's one of the soft skills that you just carry over.
You see, this is what I talk about. Things that you didn't know, now I know.
So I think what was pertinent for me at Old Mutual, working for the finance director on Exco level, the customer in the shop is always right, but it happens in the finance sector as well. And you treat the customer the way you want to be treated. If it had to be you walking into that office and you disgruntled for some other reason, maybe that's an investment company. So now you're working with people's money.
Mm-hmm.
You're just working with people's lives on a powerful PA basis. I'm just working with people where they want to be in 5 years' time. You know, that famous question that they ask you in an interview. But you treat the customer the way you want to be treated. So if it means that I need to fetch you at the lift and walk you to the door and check, do you need water, do you need food, are you hungry, can I get you anything else, make sure when he leaves, you accompany that person till he walks out the door. And those are
soft
things,
skill.
Those are things that
soft
come,
skill, ladies and gentlemen.
Those are things that in the end can come back. One of my virtual clients was a client I treated at Old Mutual when he came to see my manager. And when I started my virtual business, he phoned me up one day, looked me up on LinkedIn first, and then he came to me afterwards and then he says, have you started your business? And I said, yes. And he says, okay, fine, let's talk. And then because I treated him, and he would say to people, because she treated me like this, like that. That is why I went back to her, because I want her to treat my customers, my clients,
the way she treated me. Yeah. Wow, soft skill. This is what I'm talking about. Things we learn. And that is why Radio Easter was also here for each and every one out there to learn. Let's gain acknowledge. You understand? This is what I'm talking about. Now a person is gaining knowledge from a fantastic lady. A lady that she's a founder of a powerful PA training and networking company. You understand? But yet again, it's just not because of, you know...
you can split your screen in two there.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, it's fine. I want to stick it because... Don't switch my...
See,
don't,
that's the virtual
don't,
coming
no,
up.
No, but don't split me yet. Don't split me yet. Leave me like this because I wanted to do something. So yet again, ladies and gentlemen, we do apologize for that interruption there, but you know, see, we always need the icebreaker now and then, like Carmen Carter saying, that is what virtues does. You understand, they are there to give us a soft skill to understand, and they are there always to assist as well. So the ladies all over in Durban, the ladies all over in Johannesburg, and those in Cape Town, all over, you know, you guys are doing the most. You guys are doing what you guys can do. Carmen Carter has people that is looking up to her. She has also mentors. You understand? Females up into males, and those ones to understand. You know, she has a vision. She have a lot of things that is up her sleeve. I bet you must sure she leaves here out here today. By next week, she has created something already. It's already in the mind. It must just obviously just be executed, because it's all about powerful PA training and networking right here on Radius River this afternoon. And obviously, for the listeners and viewers, the Common Core Foundation will soon be established.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yes. Listen, I didn't complete anything that I want to say more, but I'm going to give it to Common, and she can give us what we need to receive.
So, this is what, you know, I think we are business owners, what is the legacy that I'm going to leave behind? If I'm not here tomorrow, what is the legacy that is going to be left behind? So if I, for me, it's starting the foundation, but making sure that those matriculants that's going to finish at the end of this year, or those matriculants that finished last year, there's some of them that went to varsity, there's some of them that didn't go. There's some of them that still don't know where they want to be in life. So why don't they become equipped with at least the admin skills? So that she can at least be someone that goes out in the day to go and find a job. May it be big or small, may it be at a big company, just to start. She can decide in a year or two's time, okay, this is where I want to be. This is my passion. But a lot of these youngsters, they don't know where they want to be when they are in matric. So give them the opportunity to just find their feet in life. And who knows, that might be the only breadwinner in that family. You know, what I want to do with the foundation is find businesses.
Yes.
So that they can sponsor a child. And we will train them.
Beautiful.
And once I've trained them, I would like for that person to go back into that company and support, and then that company can take her in as an employee. So that's the plans that I have. Then again, there are people out there who have certain passions in life and they don't know how to make money with it, or how to turn it into a business. So let me and a few other business owners, let us find your passion or help you with your passion, and let's establish a little business for you, or find a way how we can support you. May it be through a knitting program or a crochet program. May it be through growing vegetables and doing sustainable gardening. May it be through events. Let us find those people and find their passions, and let's see how we can help them, how we can grow them personally, emotionally, mentally, and make this world a better place in the end.
Most definitely, you can make it any worth the while to make it a better place. That is my belief, you understand? Yes. Believing is an achievement already. That is what I would say. You know, believing is an achievement already. That is totally DJJOSA's thing. Common, just hit me up quickly about yourself and primary school friends formed a Cabbages fundraising committee to support the, is it Alma Mate?
The Alma Mater.
Alma Mater, sorry.
In Stellenbosch.
Oh, yes, St. Ida's, probably primary school in Stellenbosch.
St. Ida's, so we decided, I think it was 2012.
Which area in Stellenbosch you're from.
Ida's Valley, people know me. Yeah. Ida's Valley, I went to school in Ida's Valley, so St. Ida's was my primary school, one of the primary schools. So 2012, and I'm going to give away my age right now, but let me just go ahead and do it. So 2012, my standard 5 class and we had our 30-year reunion. I think it was 30 years. And we had our principal there. So it was a Catholic school at the time. And our principal when we parted, she whispered in my ear and she said to me, Carmen, won't you look after St. Ida's for me? The school looks a bit dilapidated.
Mm.
And I said to Sister Cynthia, I'm going to try my utmost best. So the Monday, I sent a message to the friends. I said, this is what Sister Cynthia said. What do you want to do with it? And then they said to me, well, let's start a committee. So we started a committee. And then, you know, talk. We found out that the school will be 75 in 2014. So we decided that we're going to start a fundraising committee so that we can raise 75,000 rand for the school for the 75-year-old. So we had to have many smaller events and fundraising events so that we could host the big ball. Mm. So we had a mass ball at the end in, I think it was August 2014. And then we held the dance, a big dance, and smaller functions was held prior to that. And I think we managed to raise 73,000. We were close to 75, right? And so of the 70,000 that we raised, we managed to re-kit it out. Two classrooms. So when I say kit it out, we repainted, we did the floors, we did the walls, we put curtains in. And for St. Ida's, we also did their hall. Burglar bar, we had blinds put in. And we are still doing for the school. I think not last year, 2023, we still gave them some stationery. Last year, they asked for something, and we could still help them. So we are still helping.
After so many years, eh?
Yeah, we're still there.
Yeah, you'll still be there because it's a reason why you're there.
Yes.
You understand? And you want to share any about it, the reason why you're there?
The reason is...
simple.
It's about giving back. This is my roots. That's where I come from.
Here we go.
This is where I am right now, but nothing's stopping me. And nothing stopping me to go back and give back to where I come from. And I will always be there, not to just for St. Ida's.
Many blessings.
But even if it's for the high school that I was at, Lukoff, I was at Primera, I was at, what was the other school? Peter Langford. That's why I'm laughing, because I was at a few schools.
Yes, most definitely.
But yes, if any of them should, and you know, Stellenbosch is just Stellenbosch. It's my hometown. Yeah, a lot of people know me there, so when I show up, then they know.
Most definitely. The hometown is all about Stellenbosch, you know, Ida's Valley. So big shout-out goes out to each and every one there. Peter Pele saying exactly my system. Carmen Carter, right here on Radio East River this afternoon. We are 7 minutes away from the hour of three. We're coming.
Was it an hour already?
Yes.
That like is 15 minutes.
Exactly. This is what I'm talking about right here. Carmen Carter. Carmen is a dedicated single mother to a 21-year-old daughter, a leader, a businesswoman, connector of notes, a visionary, a social butterfly, and a lifelong executive personal assistant. She embodies excellence, class, and resilience. Resilience. I'm going quickly with my eyes. Resilience, sorry. So yet again, for each and every one tuning in, we just need to ask Carmen to hit through the socials, how you can connect if you want to join you ladies out there. It does not matter if you're in Durban, Namibia, wherever you are, even in the UK, you know, you can still connect, because definitely you're a leader, a businesswoman, a female, a lady, a mother with a great visionary, a great mind for a future out there. So, Carmen, Cara, you need to give the people, you need to hook the people up.
Hook them up. Okay.
Yes, please.
So, I am on Facebook.
Most definitely you are.
It's Carmen Cara on Facebook. I think on Insta, it's Carmen Cara 1. I am on TikTok as well.
You're
it's also
TikTokers,
I love TikTok. Yeah. I must say, I quite enjoy
Why
it.
Why are you not following me?
Okay, I'll do that. Where else? And then, yeah, if you want to, I think my cell phone number would be on your page, because yes, it's on that blue dot, yes, there in the middle.
Okay.
My cell phone number is there. If you need to email me, it's info@powerfulpa.co.za. I don't like giving out my mobile number, but no, it is there.
There is a contact number, most definitely. Great interview, encouraging. It is coming from Jeanette on our WhatsApp line. So Jeanette is also tuning in.
Jeanette who?
Just Jeanette. I have no idea.
Oliver.
And then we have Anita Langenhoven, Solomon, saying, very proud of you, Carvin Cara.
She was my big sister. She acted like my big sister, Vanita, all the years. We lived in the same road, Stellenbosch, Gurdy.
And I want to say thank you so much for being the big sister, Vanita Langenhoven Solomons. Thank you, ladies out there, gents as well, that's showing the support to Carmen Cara right here this afternoon. Is it Joanna Reiters that is saying Carmen? Coming through as well, the on Facebook. We have O'Brien Adolf. Thank you so much for the like as well. We have for saying, Olivia? Omza. That is coming direct from Jeanette. That you said.
Jeanette Oliver.
Yeah, this channel.
Yes. Yeah. That's also my Stellenbosch Gurdy. Yes. I just want to add on, yes, Vanita through. And I. I'm a cancer survivor, so Vanita and I have got the same cancer condition.
Wow.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but wow. I took cannabis, so...
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, and 4 months later, I was clear from my
cannabis.
Yeah, and Vanita and I are on that same journey, so I'm just...
Amen. Praises.
Yeah.
Wow, dear listeners and viewers have heard it just like it on the radio yesterday this afternoon, and also a cancer survivor. I mean, through many storms came through to Carmen Cara's life that we didn't know, and now we know it. This is what Radio East River does. It changes the person's whole mind perspective. And literally for us viewers and listeners, especially for me, that is conducting this connection conversation with Carmen Cara, it's really, it's been inspired to me as well. And there's also that one thing that everybody should know already. Radio East River has that slogan, our station, our talent, our people. Yes. And Carmen Cara, any last words you want to give to anybody, shout outs or you know, anything you want to, it's yours.
I just want to say thank you to each and everyone who's tuned in, who sent me a word of encouragement throughout the morning. Thank you for all your support, everyone. I will probably say thank you after this, personally, also one-on-one, to you all. To all the powerful PAs, whether you're here, Cape Town, Joburg, Durban, wherever you are, thank you so much for all your support, all your love. To my family, to my daughter, thank you. I don't even think she's online, but yeah.
She will see it later.
She will see it later, probably. Thank you to each and everyone for sending in your notes, your voice notes, your messages. I thoroughly enjoyed this interview. Thank you, Jerry.
I'm glad.
Lovely.
I'm glad we connected. I'm glad I replied to your message. I'm glad we made a solid date. You know, we never dropped the ball. We kept the ball up high. Most definitely. It is
thank
like
you.
I just want to give a shout out to Ashphonic SA that is tuning in TikTok all the way from Johannesburg with Radio East River, and to Paichi Malan on TikTok as well, saying, amazing, my homie. Thank you so much yet again for each and everyone that was tuning into Radio East River this afternoon. Carmen Cara, all the best for the powerful PA, the powerful things you are doing for the ladies and for the gents that are supporting. A job well done.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best for the future.
Thank
from
you,
myself and obviously Radio East River. Be and remain the humble person you are.
Thank you.
May you have your heart filled with love and heart on an empty day. But just remember what you are doing. You are doing a perfect job, because most definitely there's a lot of ladies looking up to you, because
you
have role models, but now you are the role model as well.
Thank you. And to Mark, thank you so much for all your support and all your love. Thank you very, very much, babes. Yes.
Shout out goes out to you, Mark, babe. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for taking beautiful care of Carmen Cara. Thank you also being her alongside Milestone Walker,
thank
like
you.
They say. Once again, signing out of Radio Easter over this afternoon on the Special Edition Show with me, DJ Issa. I want to wish each and everyone a beautiful day. And may God keep you and bless you. And Vanita Langenhove and Solomon saying, ow, baiti. Is it what? Baiti?
Yeah, baiti.
Is it baiti?
Baiti. Baiti. Baiti Malan.
Baiti Malan. So that is obviously Vanita saying the over to Baiti Malan. Amazing homie. Baiti, also, Baiti Malan is actually Vanita. I think on TikTok, no, it's not.
No, okay, no, Baiti is Baiti. Okay. Baiti will always just be Baiti. Okay. That's what Klein means to me. So say so
bizarre. Okay, okay, just like that. So as we say, thank you yet again for each and everyone keeping it locked on to Radio Server.